So the epistle for the Feast of the Holy Trinity is taken from Romans chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God, how incomprehensible are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him and recompense shall be made him? For of him and by him and in him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." Please be seated. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This feast of the Holy Trinity illustrates, obviously, our belief in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You know, last Sunday we celebrated the feast of Pentecost, which is the birth of the church, the mission that was to go out to preach to all nations, to baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, this Trinitarian baptism. So also, we had mentioned to you about this past Thursday, we made a holy hour for Ireland to stay true to its Catholic faith, a faith given to them by St. Patrick when he converted the country. Unfortunately, Ireland failed in that. So in some ways, yes, we can kind of ask that question back, you know, but who hath known the mind of the Lord? Why would a country that is Catholic, or at least was, fail in that duty that they owe to Almighty God? We know that the killing of the innocent is a sin crying to heaven for vengeance. And so, yes, in that aspect, then we look at the chastisements that will follow. Again, just another country that falls away by the wayside. You know, in some ways, thinking of that parable of our Lord, of the seed that is given, and how the different grounds, and you see only the one good ground produces the fruit. So traditionally, we think of Ireland as the land of saints and scholars. So God willing, maybe the faith will come back to Ireland, the faith that St. Patrick taught them. And I think when we think about the feast of the Holy Trinity, you know, certainly we think of St. Patrick teaching the pagans of Ireland at that time, teaching them the faith through the shamrock to illustrate this mystery of the Trinity. You know, we think about how he utilized these three leaves on the one stem to illustrate the three persons in one God. And so he was able to convert basically a whole country. Convert them from their paganism, the Druidism that was found in Ireland. And so I think that's something that is a reflection for all of us. He brought them the true faith. And in some ways we see kind of a last bastion. But yet it has fallen. And so from that, we have to pray, we have to sacrifice. We tried what we could by the holy hour. But we see that this is a larger problem. It is a supernatural problem that we see in the world today. And so a supernatural problem will require a supernatural answer. So yes, our prayers, our sacrifices are necessary for that. But we do see how much the world has lost. Its compass, its moral compass of what things are permitted, what things are allowed in the world today. That where we can even reflect back just years back that these things would never even be talked about in society or permitted to be. But yet this is what we find ourselves in. We see how the world has left God. And by leaving God, it goes to, we can say, more of an animal nature. And that is something that St. Patrick found in Ireland at that time. As I say, the paganism that was rampant in Ireland. But then he took that opportunity to try to convert them, to pray for them. Of how St. Patrick, yes, he took to these people. People can argue all they want where he's from, doesn't matter. He's the patron of Ireland. And so therefore he takes such a look at the people of Ireland. And that's why I think that it's good for us to come back to his Lorica, or the breastplate of St. Patrick, where he talked about the faith of the Trinity in unity. And so his breastplate was a reflection of his belief in God. It was a reflection of how strong of a faith that he had and how strong of a faith he needed in order to convert a country. That it was through his preaching, through, obviously, his prayers and his sacrifices that he was able to convert the country. It is said of St. Patrick that he prayed all 150 psalms every day in cold water. Not something that I would recommend at home. But he did it as a sacrifice. He did it to try to convert these people. And as I say, a supernatural problem requires a supernatural answer. And that answer only comes from Almighty God. And so that is why, and when we see how the way that the world is going, the answer will only come from Almighty God. We can do our part by prayers, by our sacrifices, our penances that we can take on. So we can certainly try to help in terms of that. But ultimately it lies in God. And so that's where we can say how unsearchable his ways. I mean, even in some ways we ask the question, why? Why does God continue to permit this? We don't have an answer to that. But for whatever reason, God has permitted these things. And so again, it comes back to, we can try to do our part by our prayers, by our sacrifices, by living a Catholic life ourselves, being an example to the world around us. Even when it's not popular, even when it's going against the grain of the world, that is what is necessary for us to live a Catholic life. It's very easy to be swept by the way of the world and to go the way of the world, even as traditional Catholics. It's very easy for us just to go down that path because we want to fit in. We want to be more like the people of this world. Why? I don't know. And so for St. Patrick, when he was inspired by God to convert these people, he went back and he gave it everything he had to convert them. And yes, Almighty God permitted him to work some miracles and different things to try to help the people. But you think about St. Patrick and what he preached. That for him, the focal point was this mystery of the Trinity. Our belief in the three persons in one God. That is how he converted the country. As I say, through the shamrock, yes. He utilized something that was commonplace in Ireland. And he utilized that to teach them, to instruct them, to bring them from their paganism. And so he said, I bind to myself this day the power of God to guide me. So you see very clearly, St. Patrick was relying upon the power of Almighty God to do any good that he could. That the good came from God. He said, the might of God to uphold me, the wisdom of God to teach me. the eye of God to watch over me, the fear of God to the ear of God to hear me. And so you see how he was reliant upon Almighty God. He saw very clearly what was the problem and realized, yes, comes back to the idea, it is a supernatural problem, therefore requires a supernatural answer. And how that answer came from God. And so St. Patrick lived this breastplate. He lived that life. And because he lived that, when he preached it, people knew what he preached. He preached truly this message of the Trinity, the belief in the three persons in one God. A mystery, yes. It requires from us a true faith in God to believe it. We can't understand it. But that's what we see that is coming from St. Paul's epistle. How unsearchable the ways of God, how unfathomable the way we think of these things. We won't truly understand, but we have to believe. And so then maybe a famous part that you know from the breastplate. Christ be with me, Christ in the front, Christ in the rear, Christ within me, Christ below me, Christ above me, Christ at my right hand, Christ at my left. And so for St. Patrick, yes, Christ was everything to him. We can almost say, as St. Paul said, that he preached Christ crucified. That Christ was truly guiding him. That's why it's very beautiful that St. Patrick also says in the breastplate, Christ at the helm, meaning that he's being led by our Lord. And being led by our Lord, understanding that, realizing that it was only through the power of God that he could do any good to convert any people. That is why it comes back to us a reminder of that. That the problems we see in the world around us, the lack of faith, that stems from people's lack of trust and belief in God. And how important it is for us to illustrate and to show that belief in God. To make our profession of faith, as St. Patrick did with his breastplate, this belief in the Trinity, that we make that profession every day. And a simple way we do that is by the sign of the cross. That sign of the cross that we make is our belief in the doxology, in the belief in the Trinity. That's why it was said of Saint Bernadette, because she made the sign of the cross so well that it edified the people that witnessed it, that saw her make that sign of the cross. Something for us to think about, especially as we're out in public sometimes, of how we don't want to create a scene, save for our grace before meals, we're up on a plane praying the rosary. Sometimes that's human respect gets in the way of our faith. And how sad that is. That is the problem with the world. It is afraid to have convictions, the right convictions. So many people are so messed up in the convictions that they have. It goes contrary to common sense. Certainly goes contrary to Almighty God. And yet, they're very brash in the way that they promote those things. And how we should be going out to preach the Word of God. Having the faith of a St. Patrick. A faith to go out to preach to other people. And have that conviction that they see that. They see it within us. And that they are impressed by that. That is what we need in today's world. Yes, we need more St. Patrick, certainly. Ireland certainly does at this point. But it's something of a reminder to us all of the faith that we must preach, a faith that we must live. Because otherwise we're no better than the way of the world. And as I say, how easy it is to be swept away by the world. And so let us pray for this faith, this strong faith. Pray to St. Patrick on this feast of the Holy Trinity. And obviously to ask for the graces from Our Lady. This month that is dedicated to her. We have a little shrine to Our Lady. Bring flowers, show your faith and devotion to our Mother. But ask for that increase of faith for your own lives, to live that daily. Don't be weak. Don't be a reed shaken in the wind. Don't fall prey to human respect that we find so prevalent in the world today. Stand up for your faith. Live your faith. Because that is what is necessary for each and every one of us. The more of us that live our faith, the more of an answer we will have from Almighty God. We may question and wonder, why is God permitting this? Why is God doing this? Maybe He's waiting for enough of us to do penance to answer our prayers. Remember, that's what I told you that Sister Lucia had said, why the consecration of Russia has not been done. She said, because we are not praying and sacrificing enough. So it comes back to us. And so, yes, we can look at Ireland and wonder what happened to them. But look at the world around you. What has happened to the world itself? So again, a supernatural problem requires a supernatural answer. So we must pray and sacrifice. Follow the example of St. Patrick in that. Have a true faith in the Trinity through the breastplate. But then also think about the sacrifices he made for the country to convert it. There's a reminder to us all. So let us pray to St. Patrick that he brings back not only the faith to the Irish, but to us all. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.